Even in our era of two-day shipping and instant downloads, many booksellers are finding that readers still want the connection of finding their next read in-store. WPR's Hope Kerwin hit the road for our Wisconsin Road Trip series to visit a unique bookstore in the Driftless area of southwestern Wisconsin that's bringing in more customers every year.
It's another room that's mainly on the outer walls, all fiction. And then
Eddie Nix opened Driftless Books and Music in Viroqua more than 20 years ago. The used bookstore is located in a century-old warehouse, left over from the days when local farmers grew tobacco for extra cash. The brick building still has Viroqua Leaf Tobacco Company painted across the front in fading black and white letters. But today, the two-story warehouse is packed with used books, organized in a maze of bookshelves and stacked onto every surface.
I mean, there's always more coming in than are going out on any given day, which, yeah, is kind of maddening. But somehow the universe just makes a little more space every day.
Shelves stretch from the creaky wooden floors to the exposed rafters. It's the kind of place where you can easily lose track of the hours spent browsing and will likely walk away with a book or two you didn't know you were looking for. Nix's store has become a destination for book lovers from Wisconsin and across the Midwest. During the busy summer months, he says it's not unusual to have 10 customers waiting to check out, some from as far away as Chicago or Minneapolis.
I can kind of hear them when they come in, and a lot of times it'll be like, oh, that smell, it smells so good. You know, there's something about decomposing paper that gives just some homey smell feel.
2024 was the first time in-store sales exceeded the profits Nix gets from selling rare books online. And he's not the only independent seller seeing more customers walk through their doors. Grace Hagen from the Midwest Independent Booksellers Association says increased demand has supported new stores opening around the association's nine-state region. Hagen says interest in buying from indie bookstores picked up during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's continued thanks to the growing community of readers on social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram.
I don't know where bookstores would be if that technology didn't exist, because that is a group of people that are huge consumers.
She says booksellers have also seen more sales in response to the rise in book bans at libraries. Many stores have made it a point to advertise the availability of banned books, from stories of Black and LGBTQ people to topics like abortion.
I think it is a place that people feel more comfortable accessing that information.
She says bookstores have become important places for readers to connect, from community events to weekly book clubs. It's something Nix has prioritized for years at Driftless Books and Music, where he's hosted hundreds of book readings, concerts, and even potluck dinners. And across the state in Milwaukee, Satonia Weston says events are a critical way to attract customers to her newly opened store, Niche Book Bar.
You know, maybe they're there for the poetry event and maybe they're not huge readers, but okay, maybe something catches their eye.
Weston has been working to open her bookstore since 2018. She sold books from a bicycle pulled cart during the pandemic before finally opening her brick and mortar location earlier this year. Niche Book Bar offers a wide variety of books from Black authors and has an in-store cafe serving coffee and wine. Weston says she loves the daily rhythms of opening the store.
Flipping the sign, updating the chalkboard, putting it out, just those sort of things.
And she loves helping customers connect with a book that she enjoyed as a reader. She's found that as much as her customers are there to find their next to be read, they're also looking to connect with her as a fellow book lover.
WPR's Hope Kerwin brought us that story on Driftless Books and Music. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.